The man stood in the doorway of the shop, huddled in a corner, sheltering from the icy wind. It was freezing on this bitter January morning, and he felt tempted to hurry off to the nearby Hyde Park Hotel for a cooked English breakfast. Yet he was unable to tear himself away from this doorway, where he had always had a perfect view of the building opposite, one which he had for so long coveted as his own. Leaning forward, he focused his eyes on the grand and impressive edifice across the road. It had been standing there for over 80 years, but it was untouched by the passage of time and impregnable. He thought of it as a bastion of prestige, privilege, and wealth, the center of that enormous worldwide business empire created by his grandmother. And it should have been his. He believed he had been cheated. It had fallen into the hands of Paula O'Neill, who now thought of it as her own, when it was his by rights. But it wasn't. That idea sprang from his irrationality and jealousy, and that was the tragedy. In the mid-1980s, he had almost wrested the flagship Knightsbridge Emporium and the provincial Hart stores away from Paula, when she had made a series of mistakes in a deal related to the stores. So flawed was her judgment that she had played right into his waiting hands. Unfortunately, just as he reached out, had the stores almost in his grasp, he had been betrayed. As a consequence of this unexpected betrayal, Paula O'Neill had managed to outwit him. Curiously, losing had been the spur. He had created his own empire and was today a billionaire. She had been his nemesis for years, but it was from this precise moment in time that he had become her sworn enemy, had vowed to wreak his revenge on her. And soon he would do that. He would finally triumph over her. Abruptly, the man stepped forward, out of the doorway, his attention riveted on two young women who had hurried out of the store and were studying the windows fronting on Knightsbridge. One of them was a redhead, and he knew her at once. She was Lynett O'Neill, Paula's daughter. However, she was now a Kalinsky, after having married the Kalinsky heir last month. His thoughts settled on the little church in Penistone Village, where they had been married. How easily it would have burned to the ground, killing everyone in it, and his problem with the Harts would have been solved forevermore. For a moment the man was baffled, unable to pinpoint the other woman's identity. She was bundled up in a loden cape and long scarf, and her face was obscured. But then she turned, and he instantly recognized the distinctive chiseled profile. His chest tightened, and a virulent anger surged through him as he gazed at Evan Hughes. She was his new nemesis, the American woman who had insinuated herself into the family and was about to become a Hart. He muttered an expletive. She was already a Hart, thanks in no small measure to his father's long-ago lust. And now she threatened everybody by her very existence, especially he himself, by her very existence.